Primary Module 4, Listening. Why do you include listening activities in your teaching?
Listening is the precondition of learning. A Bangladeshi can read Bangla properly because he listens Bangla. And American can easily speak English because he listens English.
Listening is very important for our students and as well as me. If we listen, then we can speak, we can understand, we can talk with others.
Listening is very important for any language. If I can't listen properly, I can't answer properly.
To get any message or to give any message, listening is the main. If I cannot listen properly, I cannot give the answer properly.
Will students learn to listen if you simply play the audio from English in Action, or do you have to do something else?
When the students come into the school, then you say, good morning, where are you from, how do you come to school? This type of language I use. We talk with the students, showing a poster and ask questions. Then they listen and linkage with the poster.
When I use the audio of EIA, first I give some instruction to the students. Don't make a noise, listen and say them. Where post necessary I give it, I think that the audio of EIA is perfect for the students.
Audio plays a vital role to listening. As a teacher, I do something in my class. I read the sentence loudly or I recite the rhyme.
Sometimes students do not understand audio easily. So that time, I pause the audio and then I recite the poem or read the lesson.
How do you prepare the students to listen to the audio?
I say, student, now we hear our audio. Let's enjoy with me. Then the student will hear the audio. After this, I ask some question about the audio.
In my classroom, at first I say something about audio. Then I ask my students, are you interested to listen audio? Then I play the audio. And sometimes I use pause and play.
I play the audio and they listen carefully.
Pre-listening, I gave them some instructions. How they will listen this audio. And while listening, they listen attentively. And after listening, they do the work.
How do you help your students improve their pronunciation? Perhaps using the audio.
At first, I hear the audio. Then I read or pronounce the difficult word again and again. And say them to follow me.
When any students can't pronounce any word, then I go to the word and pause and they listen and I do this again and again. Practice and practice.
First they will listen and next they repeat it, and if make mistake I help them, such as from lip pa and from teeth and lip fa.
What other ways do you use to help your students to improve their listening?
In my classroom, at first I say, please listen to me. At first I will read, then student read with me.
For increasing the listening, I do in my classes pair work and group work.
I ask him or her, who read correctly? Come in front, read this line. And I asked my students, follow him, listen attentively, please.
When a student read out, I ask the student, please carefully, you have to put your finger just after the sentence. And then they listen carefully and they read out.